Hello?
Hi, is this Candy?
It is.
Candy, this is Rob Thomas with Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
No. That's because I was on the other line, and I'm like, who is calling? So thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, I hear that you have just completed up your last chemo session.
Yes, I just finished radiation actually on October 8th, and then I finished chemo in August 10th.
Nice. Tell me about what's been going on.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in January 18th of this year, and that was a life changer. So I was almost immediately in surgery on 2-2 and another surgery on 3-4. And then I settled into the aftercare, which was it's a long story, but I advocated for myself, and I saw the OHSU experts as well as a local person, and ended up doing chemo. It turned out to be not just a rare cancer, but a very rare breast cancer. So just my luck.
Did you have to have a mastectomy as well?
No, I had to have a lumpectomy. Luckily, I just had a lumpectomy and three lymph nodes removed in my armpit. And so they took everything and they had to clear the margins. And one of the lymph nodes showed just a tiny dot of, they call it micrometastatic cancer. And so that's why I consulted with OHSU, because I just wanted a second opinion. And I'm glad I did, because it was a very rare cancer. So I did the chemo. I lost all my hair. I don't know if you've seen my hair, but I have a lot of it. Had a lot of it.
I think you and I have met a long time ago. And
yeah.
I do remember your hair being quite abundance to it.
Christy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we met briefly. Yeah, I had a lot of curly red hair and I lost it. But besides the fact, what are you calling for?
Well, I'm calling because you've been nominated for Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, wait. Isn't that where you guys do things for people in the community?
Yes.
Oh, that was really kind. That was really sweet. So that's why you want my story. I was like, why am I telling this guy my story when I'm not, I know who he is, but I don't know why he's calling. But wait. So, well, that's super cool. Yeah, it's been a long journey. It's been really hard. I'm not going to lie. It's been really hard. I'm a single parent. My kid's 14. And, you know, since January of this year, my life has just been completely changed in every single area.
I can only imagine.
Chemo was very hard. I would trudge around this neighborhood a couple days after chemo just going, I can do this, like picking up my feet. They were so heavy. It's just like lead. But I did it. And I changed the way I eat. Like, I'm actually making a salad right now, all organic. And I changed the way I eat.
And you've lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, I'm like a size 8 now. I don't have any clothes that fit. But slowly, I'm, you know, getting stuff here and there. But yeah, nothing fit. It was crazy. It just snuck right up on me. So yes, I did all that this year, and I still have my kiddo. He's a great kid. He wouldn't leave my side, which I kind of was worried about. But I said, don't you want to go do this, that, or the other? And he said, no, Mom, I want to be here with you.
Aww.
I was like, oh. So the impact on him was really something I had to take a look at, you know, like if I was like, oh, he'd be like, are you okay? And oh, that really sucks. So sometimes I would just stay a little bit more quiet so I didn't worry the boy, you know what I mean? But anyway, we got through it, and I'm still recovering. My brain is better.
I bet.
But it took a while.
I understand that you're working from home, so you're able to kind of start. Are you working more and more now, or you still kind of just as you're feeling good?
I am working now full-time. I did work during this entire thing, and I took days off if I didn't feel good. I can't believe it. But yes, I worked during this. The company I work for is astoundingly amazing, and my boss was like, cool, like if I had to take a day off. But yeah, I worked the whole time from my dining room, and I do get to work from home Monday through Wednesday, and then now that I'm feeling better, I took on more responsibility, and I work in Eugene on Thursday, Friday, and it's helping me build my stamina, you know.
Giving up is not in your vocabulary, is it?
No, I have a 14-year-old child, and I'm his only parent, and that is it. And so giving up is not an option. Like, I've got to be here for him. And I have a mom who's older, and I have a sister who lives next door. She's younger. And, you know, I'm a recovering addict alcoholic who has 14 years of sobriety, so
Congratulations.
Thank you. Giving up is not
often. Well, I know that you've touched a lot of lives in our community. You've had a great impact. A lot of people think very, very highly of you. And kind of after all that you've gone through, it's your turn for them to have an impact on you.
No, it'll make me cry. I just do what I was taught to do, which is share what I went through of being clean and sober and help other people do the same. And then as a profession, I help people get to treatment and counselors hone their skills so they can help others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
Yep. Jail wasn't fun, so I like to help people stay out of jail.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I mean, we need a lot more people like you. I understand you're concerned about making it through Christmas, not being able to put as much stuff underneath the tree as you'd like to do, or...
Well, yeah. I have medical bills, you know, that I have to put on auto pay, and I have payments, and I have a car payment, and the way that I eat now is a little more expensive, and I don't know, man. It's just trying to make it work.
Well, yeah. Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star would like to help you.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Thanks to the Rat Rod Roundup, we've got a nice big old gift certificate for you for Walmart.
Oh, wow. That's so kind.
Use that for pretty much whatever you want. Walmart's got a ton of different stuff, whether it be clothes, whether it be gifts, whether it be necessities, whatever you need.
Yeah.
I know being on a more specialty diet's kind of spendy.
God.
And thanks to the Striping Company, we got a nice, generous gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird to help you out with some extra foods as well.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That's so nice. Oh, my gosh. You don't know how much that will help. And the Walmart, oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say. That's so kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you need to get some new clothes. I understand that you like Maurice's. And so thanks to Red Barn Dispensary, we got you a nice, generous gift card to Maurice's as well.
What? Oh my gosh, that's super cool. I don't buy a lot for myself.
I understand that you don't. Now, I also know that you spend a lot of time on that couch doing a lot of work, correct?
It's pretty beat up, and yeah.
Well, thanks to West Harvard Furniture, I'm going to get you a brand new one.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say. That's so cool. Oh my gosh.
I got one more thing.
Thank you. I don't know if I can take it.
Well, I know that you've been through a lot and that, you know, you lost all your hair and your self-confidence is probably down a little bit in that department because you don't look the same that you used to. You know, it's a natural thing going through what you did.
Yeah.
We partnered up with the Body Bar out of Myrtle Creek and we've got a really nice pampering package for you to make you feel all beautiful again.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. Oh, you guys are the best. I don't know what to say.
Well,
thank you, I guess, is what I'm supposed to say.
Thank you works good. And I would say pay it forward, but you already are paying it forward every day when you're helping people.
Well, it's what I was born to do. That's what I'm supposed to do. And through this breast cancer experience, like, I realized that I can help other ladies, too. So So I just feel like I was gifted with another barrier to cross so my experience can help others. Believe me, that wasn't easy to get to. So I really appreciate the generosity, and my mind's just kind of blown. I appreciate you guys.
Well, you're very welcome, Candy, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy Holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.